This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are business ideas out there that once they're up and running, you're like, of course that was going to work. It just needed somebody who understood the market to make it happen. That gets us to Westchester Pike in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania, and the Girls Auto Clinic Repair Center. The mechanics are women. Most of the clientele is women. Patrice Banks is the woman behind it. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. We should say at the start that you have not always had a great relationship with your automobiles, yeah?
No, I called myself an auto airhead. And I was, you know, I feared the auto mechanic. I always felt taken advantage of. I waited to the last minute, you know, to do any maintenance or repairs. Anytime a dashboard light would come on, I'd kind of wish it would go away. And I always felt like I needed to ask a guy for help when it came to my car.
I should tell you that I do all of those things as well. You know, it starts making noise and you turn up the radio and everything's good, right? I want to back up for a second, though.
Yeah.
You were, in your prior professional life, you were an engineer at DuPont doing like technical stuff, right?
Yeah. I was a failure analyst. I tell people my job was kind of like CSI.
Oh.
So when you think about like when planes crash or like bridges collapse or buildings fall, failure analysts are the first people on site. They're gathering evidence to say, why did this happen and how do we prevent it from happening again? So it was a pretty, it sounds really cool.
Yeah, it does.
It's a lot of being in the lab and looking in microscopes, but I got to run my own lab. It was really cool.
So there you were, 30, whatever it was, years old. And what do you
31,
do?
Yeah.
31. You wound up going to like night auto mechanic school or something?
Yeah. So I actually never intended to go back to school to be a mechanic. I was looking for a female mechanic. You know, I had a great career with DuPont. I'm making six figures. I was writing a blog for women, teaching them things that typically men know how to do, or we have to pay a man to do. And as I was asking women what they would love to know that we have to pay a man to do or ask for help, they said overwhelmingly cars. And I thought, me too. I have problems with my car. Let me find a female mechanic and she'll help me write some blogs for women and help me learn. I could not find a female mechanic. So I thought, I'm going to go back to school and learn how to work on cars, because I knew that there was an opportunity to help women, to provide them with information that they need, and that that market was big.
You have, it's all female mechanics in your shop, right?
Yeah. We sometimes have a guy that comes and help us out. You know, we don't just hire women. We do hire men as well. But, you know, women are the number one customer in the automotive industry.
Well, yeah, right.
They
make,
you know that.
Yeah, they make most of the buying decisions for cars and all that.
Yeah, and $200 billion a year we spend on buying and repairing our cars. And 77% believe that women are taken advantage of and mistreated. And so I thought it was really important that it just allows women to kind of let their guard down when they see another woman. They feel more trusting.
How's business?
Oh, man, you know, business is tremendous. So we've been open since January 1st, and we're already cash flow positive, which is great for a new business.
Yeah.
We've been getting a lot of press. You know, the concept is so cool, because I'm not sure if you know, there's a nail salon there, so you can get your nails done.
I had heard. I was going to get there. You beat me to it. That's smart,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, everybody thinks it's so cool. You know, and I got that idea because when I was working for DuPont, me and my girlfriend on our lunch break, we would go to this specific Jiffy Lube because there was a nail salon next to it.
Oh, wow.
And we would get our nails done and get our cars, our oil changed, right? So we loved it. And I thought this would be great. You know, we go out of our way to get our nails done. We will not go out of our way to get an oil change. So I thought, this is great. Killing two birds with one stone. Also being inspired, being empowered, seeing women, you know, women come and say, I've never seen a woman working on a car. They bring their kids. I'm getting a ton of, you know, requests to expand and start franchising.
Well, so are you gonna?
You're sitting on
a good idea here, right?
I think so. Yeah. You know, I get requests all the time. Come to LA when you come to, you know, Chicago, Atlanta. And I'm really excited. It's just a matter of time. And, you know, I'm telling people, hold on, I'm coming.
Yeah, well, there you
I'd love to be out there. My goal is to reach every woman driver. So, yeah, I'm excited to start expanding and growing, and starting with this book, I think, is going to help us get the word out there.
Well, so about this book, it's called The Girls Auto Clinic Glove Box Guide. It is literally a thing you put in your glove compartment. And there's honestly, and I've never said this before about a book I've done on Marketplace, there's all kinds of handy dandy usable information in here, as opposed to big economic theory stuff. What's the one thing that people get wrong about their cars that this book is going to answer?
One.
Pick one.
You know, I'd say the biggest mistake that we make with our car is just not fully understanding how to take care of it. I tell women, we often treat our cars like our exes treated us, right? What do you look for in a good relationship? Commitment, loyalty, someone that knows you very well. And we don't approach our cars in that way. We're in them every day. We don't know how to take care of them. We take care of our handbags better than we take care of our cars that are $20,000. So that's all this stuff is really great. It's in the book, and it's very relatable. It's not going to be something. It's fun. It's funny, and girls, it's going to make you laugh because you're going to be able to think about your everyday experiences. And I know every woman has had one.
It totally works. Patrice Banks, she is the founder of what is, I think, going to be the Girls Auto Clinic empire. Their book is called The Glove Box Guide. Patrice, thanks a lot.
Thank you. I had fun talking to you.